Moncrief on News Talk.
It was such big news yesterday. You no doubt heard it on various bulletins, on all stations, radio and television. Helen Wirth, who played the perennially miserable-looking Gail Platt on Coronation Street, is to leave after 50 years on the soap. So what other soap characters have managed to forge themselves into the public consciousness like that? Ken Sweeney is showbiz editor of the Irish Sun. Good afternoon, Ken.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Now, this is going to be a kind of a controversial one, I suppose, really, because people will be going, why don't you mention blah, blah? And these are maybe for people of a certain age. Dirty Den. Dirty Den was a national figure for a long time.
It was. And, you know, the thing about it is when EastEnders started, remember, you know, it was coming in and it was trying to make an impact. And there had to be somebody very flamboyant to own the pub. Someone who could have, obviously, he had to have flings. He had to have, you know, have things going on the outside. He had to be at the centre of the community. He had to be, everybody coming in and out of the pub. That's why they have these pubs and these soap operas. So no better man than Dirty Den. And of course, you know, he became like the focus of EastEnders, and you know, his relationship with his missus behind the bar. There was a big Christmas Day row between the two of them, and his partner, and she was always terrified about when he'd sort of storm out, and of course to be, you know, that famous line, John, get out of my pub. It was, yeah, got to that in EastEnders. So you have to find people, and you know what else I love. Is, you know, in soaps, the way, you know, they'll give people jobs in soaps whereby it takes them into different people's houses. And I'm just thinking of, you know, if you go to something like Coronation Street, you had Hilda Ogden, played by the very posh Jean Alexander. She was in Corrie from 64 to 87. Sean, she played a cleaning lady. Why is that good? Because a cleaning lady can go to Mike Baldwin's factory and clean it. She can go to other people's houses and clean it, get into rows with them, have conversations with them. She can be cleaning the pub. She can be doing... So a cleaning lady and, you know, a bar landlord like Dirty Den, they're two brilliant characters to get in the soap because they can interact with so many people.
Yeah, no, the thing about Dirty Den that always struck me is that people loved disapproving of him, but they also kind of fancied him as well because, you know, he was kind of sexy. So was Ange too, it must be said, but I suppose she was kind of playing the victim. Hilda Ogden, though, my memory of Hilda Ogden was that she was just sour-faced and she was always gossiping and judging everyone around her.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's always friction, isn't it, in drama? People need a row. And it was brilliant, you know, down through the years. I'm thinking of my parents, my late parents, who watched Coronation Street so much. I mean, literally, you know, Hilda Ogden was in Coronation Street from literally 1964 to 1987. People at home knew her better than their relatives. She was... I know what you're saying, Sean. She wasn't like glamorous in any shape or form, but there was something, you know, it's that fact, that X factor thing with actors where people just identify with them. And often I'm writing about soaps, or I'm writing about TV series, and people appear very fleetingly in the first series. But by the third series, the whole soap is around them. And it's because people have identified with them. Think of JR and Dallas. People have identified with them to such an extent that they want to see more of them. And then also the actor usually has the chops, you know, to play a kind of a bigger role. They're only dying to do it. And let's face it, some of these soap stars actually play roles that aren't a million miles away from who they actually are in real life. So not too much of a stretch. And like, in fairness as well, actors, you know, as you know, it's a very difficult business to be in. They're on short-term contracts. So if they land, I interviewed Bill Roach, Ken from Coronation Street, and he was talking about how long he was in that soap. It's regular work, Sean. It's regular money. And, you know, they know what they're going into every day. And listen, they've got audiences. Think about EastEnders when it first came on. Like, you're probably talking about 10 million people watching EastEnders in its earliest days. So, I mean, it's a huge audience. They're doing what they love. And it's probably better than, you know, working in a day job.
Yeah. Now, also as well, the Hilda Ogden, I mean, like, she was there, as you say, for decades. But, the husband was abusive and a drunk. And that was, I suppose, for the time, that was kind of gritty stuff that they were dealing with for what was supposedly frothy entertainment.
Yeah, but you know what, Sean, you just said he was a bit of an oaf, and he was, but she loved him. And, you know, one of the most touching things I've ever seen on television, Sean, was when poor Stan died, and you know, he died in the hospital, and she came back, and the hospital sent his glasses. They sent her like an envelope, and in the envelope was Stan's glasses, and she took the glasses out. I'm choking back tears, Sean. It was the saddest thing you've ever seen, because I'm sure there were so many people across the UK and Ireland and everywhere else who were watching that scene, thinking of a loved one and thinking how you cope with them. And in many ways, you know, people live through their lives through these soap operas. You know, they identify with these people, because TV and radio, it's a very nasty business. We know people kind of come and go. And if the only reason that someone like, you know, Hilda Ogden, Gene Alexander, you know, the only reason those actors stayed in those soaps for so long, Sean, is people genuinely loved them. They wanted them. You know, they wanted them to come back. Some of these actors have come back to soaps, you know, literally, you know, come back in to save them. How many times did Dot Cotton come back into, or Nasty Nick come back into EastEnders? Because they loved them, and there's such excitement. And it's like, you know, the new Doctor Who, you know, the fact that they can bring back some of these baddies like the Daleks and all this stuff. And there's people, you know, dads of my age telling their 14, 15-year-old kids about the baddies. And people love these stable characters who can come back. And that's why some of these soap actors are in these soaps for so long, because the public love them, you know, they identify with them.
Yeah, now people know Brian Murray because he's Bob Charles in Fair City, but I must say I remember him as Trevor Jordash, because that was a sensational storyline, and I'm amazed how short it was.
Yeah, it's an incredible. Now, people won't remember this, but in the 80s, Brookside was the best soap going. It was set in Liverpool. There was so many struggles in it. Anyone middle class, things were going badly wrong for them. If there was a company director, he'd lost his job. And I saw things in Brookside I'll never see again. But, you know, later on, I think a couple of years in, Brian Murray arrived in. Let's talk about Brian. Brian was an Abbey actor. He was an Abbey actor, a very respected actor. You know, of course, his big break was Strumpet City. He was in Strumpet City, like I would argue the biggest Irish TV show before Kin. Mm-hmm. So then he goes over to the UK and he goes into Brookside. And of course, he's an absolute genius actor. But of course, he did something much, much darker than what he did in the Irish RM. He went in and he became this, you know, terrifying figure, and you know, like absolutely terrifying figure on Brookside. What do you remember about it yourself? You remember seeing him?
All I remember is the patio. That's the main thing, people. And that, you know, how long was it going to be?
What value for money? Because even when he was killed, he was buried underneath the patio. So even though he left the soap, he was still given value for money.
Yeah, that was it.
Someone was going to dig him up.
But he was only on it for something like 11 days or something.
That's just amazing.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, that's the thing, I suppose. That's the shame that, you know, when you've got a storyline like that where they behave abominably and then someone kills them, you know, that they're killed off and they can't come back. I'm thinking about Dallas now. Didn't Bobby Ewing turn up in the shower?
Yeah, he did. That was such a
much loved character. They had to bring him back in the shower.
Yeah, also Brookside gave the world the phrase fiddle the lecky, which again goes back to...
I love it. We all watched Brookside, and of course they repeated the Late Late Show with Gay Byrne in Liverpool in the 80s. So a lot of, look, we were getting into Brookside and people in Liverpool were getting into Gay Byrne. The Late Late Show.
There you go. Nice bit of cross-pollination. Ken Sweeney is the showbiz editor for the Irish Sun. Ken, thanks a million.
I enjoyed that. Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.